be him.
Stop it! Stop it! Please! I beg you!
There you are.
22-minute podcast. 22-minute podcast. Don't want to take up much of your time. Just gonna read some headlines.
Welcome to the 22-Minute Podcast. My name is Wes Stevenson. Today is Friday.
Woo!
Ooh, June 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Friday the motherfucking 13th. If you don't watch at least a horror movie today.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh.
Doesn't have to be.
No, it's true. Any horror movie, yeah.
I'm sorry, Jason. Wait, I am mixing those up, aren't I? Friday the 13th is Freddy.
No, Friday the 13th is Jason Voorhees. Nightmare on Elm Street,
yeah,
is Freddy.
Yep, sorry. I used to mix them up as a kid. Now I'm just always, I always think I'm wrong.
Gotcha.
I fixed it, and now it's just, I've probably figured it out in like my 20s. I was like, oh, nailed it. And now my older brain is like, yeah, you didn't really put that in your brain. You didn't really.
It's like me trying to spell receiving.
Sure, yeah. You know what? Honestly, kind of the same, like, because I have to spell receipt a lot lately. It's E before I. That's the weird thing. But I had to think about it, whereas whenever I worked in retail 15 fucking years ago, dude, I knew how to spell receipt like that because I had to look at a fucking receipt all the time.
Yeah, right.
It was a good snap.
And so, thank you.
It was a good
and
snap.
So, again, it was one of those things that was like, oh, I've just never messed with this word until I was like 20. I guess I was like 16, actually.
Sure.
So, okay, whatever. And then cool, my brain has put this in there and we're solid. Jumped to 35 and I was like, wait, how do you do that again? Okay, yeah, that's right. It was weird like that. That's right, it was. I don't like the I before E saying because you run into too many things that it's just not true.
I before E except it's after C and like, it's sounding like A is a neighbor and way and weekends and holidays okay, and all throughout May.
How about end it with 60% of the time and then yeah. And
yeah,
then
just that, just that. Yeah. I before E about 60% of the time.
Yeah, come on. And the other times you're just going to have to learn some more specific rules, all right? Or just specific words.
Yeah.
English is dumb, though, apparently, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Multiple. I guess that's also though what makes puns fun in English is like there's so many words that do mean what other words.
Oh, yeah.
Or just sound the same, mean different things. Mm-hmm. Anywho. All right, well, it's Friday.
It's Friday, y'all. And we should congratulations. All just be excited. We made it.
We're ending the first week of video.
How exciting.
So if you visually saw me lose a little steam yesterday, I mean, come on. That's what you get. That's what you get. I do want to say, so June 13th, interesting. So, okay, so how many weeks? We're going to get like 3 weeks. I guess this is another announcement for no one listening. We're gonna transition to just doing the video shop. We're going to go heavy on that. It's going to be once a week. Who knows, 30 minutes, an hour long.
Hour and 30 minutes?
Yeah, could
two
be.
Two episodes? Who
right.
knows?
Well, if we need, we'll stop at an hour, and yeah, we'll make it two eps. Even if one ep's an hour and one's 30 minutes, I don't care.
T2.
Yeah, well, no, T2 is going to be 2 hours. There's no question in my mind about that. But I'm just not going to limit any of us or myself.
Yeah.
But anyway, that'll be fun. I'll definitely say horrible things, and like we'll make dumb jokes, and... Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to like go through the script and actually like
right
pencil in some jokes and bits.
James can go through the script and write where he's gonna yell at me. You know,
I can't wait.
And then he can plan it and he can do research and he doesn't have to do it live. He can just have like his research ready.
Oh, it'd be so good to do my drops too. Then
yeah, you can do that. Oh, see, fun. So honestly, I think look forward to that. It'll still incorporate video. We're just practicing right now, kind of getting that incorporated. Mm-hmm. But you'll get 3 weeks of it, I suppose. We might come back and do a similar podcast. I want to say that it will not be called the 22-Minute Podcast.
Yeah.
For technical reasons that I'm not going to bog you down with. I mean, I'll tell James later if he wants to know. But
did you say 10 cool reasons?
What?
It sounded like you said 13 reasons why?
10 cool reasons.
Technical.
Oh, technical reasons.
I was like,
what are the 10 cool reasons?
10 cool reasons. No, it's
may I ask,
hold the phone. Go on.
Is this the 200th episode?
I don't know.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a great question. I guess you would have to check RSS, I think, counts them, or maybe Spotify or something.
Hmm.
But I don't know. So here's the
anyways,
thing.
Anyways, congratulations on your podcast, Wes.
Well, thank you. Yeah, so, I mean, that is kind of the thing,
yeah.
too, is like we're going to stop it after a year. So did it for a year. It's a it's a calendar-based podcast. So not that there aren't days we haven't done, and not that I can't make horrible jokes and we can't figure out other things to talk about surrounding days we've already covered. And maybe we will get back to it at some point, but just for the sake of our own sanity. And again, there's reasons I just don't want to. I don't want to. Well, come on, you know. No, the reason to focus on the video pod, video shop, is like, hey, we get to make jokes, but also I get to do a little research. We get to show our presenting skills a little bit better as actual broadcasters instead of just clowns, which I also really enjoy. That'll be there. Pump the brakes. Mm-hmm. Anywho, so yeah, it's been a year. I started in July, and then Mike joined in October. And then I think, James, were you November, December? I don't remember. It was pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe January.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that's
December.
Right.
I don't know. Who knows?
Either way, we've been doing this for a while, but all three of us are going to do the video shop. So
yeah.
It's really just it's the same stuff, just a little more focused on stuff that I mentioned before. Like, it'll be nice to maybe get some algorithms' attention with posts about movies that you've heard of. And I think we've spent enough time on that.
Yay.
Moving on. So, yes, back to goddamn Friday the 13th.
Yes.
Beautiful June 13th. We only have one history note. I haven't read it yet. Let's see what happens. On this day in the year 2005, after a 14-week trial that became a media circus, American pop singer Michael Jackson was acquitted of child molestation charges. But what this podcast... Listen, I don't know. Okay, like, am I supposed to watch an HBO documentary, and all of a sudden be like, you know what I mean? Who know? I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I wasn't even conscious. I was there in 2005. I kind of remember this trial happening. Mm-hmm. I do, but in my mind, it was because we weren't conscious and old enough to like it really be a part of our lives in the early 90s or whatever. Whenever he was having the picture of his dick taken,
yeah,
you know. It's all just kind of wrapped up in the same thought of, like, it doesn't affect me. And, like, it really does a great job of desensitizing children.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whenever, like, you just grow up in a culture that is just, like... And listen, it's not even just, like, media. Like, you talk about, like, people who grew up in small towns in the early 1900s or something. Or even the mid-1900s.
Yeah.
And just the bullshit that happened in the woods that they just don't talk about, you know? And so the same kind of deal. Like, we all grow up oddly desensitized, and this was just a good job for millennials.
I was trying to skateboard.
Well, see, 2005, I was definitely way into movies already, at this point for sure. So I was just trying to watch whatever I could.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, if you asked me, I probably wanted to watch, like, Dodgeball or something.
Yeah.
Necessary.
Is it necessary?
Necessary for me to drink my own urine?
No, but it's sterile, and I like the taste.
No, but it's sterile, and I like the taste.
R.I.P. Rip.
Yeah,
R.I.P. Rip.
Dude, Rip, dog.
Rip, Torn.
Love that guy. He did, unfortunately, abuse a filmmaker on a set in the 70s. Not sexually.
Yeah, okay, well.
You know?
We're not hosting an intergalactic kicker.
Right, he might fight you. That's okay. At least he's not grabbing you. What's your thigh? What's your thigh there?
What's going on?
Could you
right
imagine
here?
Rip Torn? What's your thigh? What's your thigh?
Doing a high.
What is Rip doing? Yeah, you know.
I didn't know it went that high.
I've never seen Rip like this. Ba-dum, ba-dum, on this day in music history. Dude, big week for Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
Alice Cooper's fifth studio record, School's Out, is released with the title track Titular. Later featured and really, really made popular again by the 90s movie Richard Linklater helmed Dazed and Confused.
Mm-hmm. Also, Cabin in the Woods or Scream?
Yeah. Scream 2, maybe? I think Scream 2.
Maybe Scream 2. Scream 2.
Yeah, because they cancel classes at the college.
Scream 1, they cancel classes as well.
But I think it's Scream 2. Hey, I don't know.
One of the screams.
Yeah, watch
check
figure
tape.
It out.
It's out there.
Watch check that tape. Yeah, a couple things I got to research to prove myself wrong. On this day in 1975, Jefferson Starship's second record, Red Octopus, which would become the biggest release in any incarnation of Jefferson Airplane. Yeah, maybe
was
they
that,
didn't.
Did that have Jane on it?
I don't know. It didn't list any of the singles, but it was apparently their biggest Selling one.
You know, it's most notable, I think, as inspiring the Ben Stiller helm scene in Cable Guy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we really have to think any form of the Jeffies.
The Jeffies.
On this day in 1983, shout out Texas, Dallas.
Dallas,
Texas. Stevie Ray Vaughan's debut Texas Flood album is released with the singles Love Struck and Pride and Joy.
Pride and Joy.
There you go. You know? That's all I got. I don't know there much about Stevie Ray Vaughan other than like the singles.
Yeah. I imagine Texas Flood also had Flooding Down in Texas on it.
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe it was like a consistent theme that he just carried through his whole career.
Oh, right. He's like, there's just so much water.
Heavy rains in Texas.
Yeah. No, Stevie Ray Vaughan, his music and his like lore and guitar playing and all that is much like Michael Jackson's molestation accusations.
Oh, yeah?
He touched you in all the wrong places?
Well, it just was kind of in the melange of culture in the background.
It's not something I really engaged in. I see it.
But it also...
melange to me again.
Well, but I'm just saying, they're also... I also appreciate them because I got to parallel them.
Yeah. No, for
parallel.
Sure. Parallel.
And I super appreciate...
Y'all parallel over there?
Being able to compare... Is that your impression of Stevie Ray Vaughan?
No.
It's pretty good.
It was. Okay, yeah. I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Parallel down in Texas?
Yeah, parallel down in Texas. you know, like kind of a, what was he, like Louisiana French?
Oh, that'd be cool. It's a real gambit.
I forgot about that. I definitely like, I really enjoy Marvel movies now in the sense of like, I forget the parts I don't like.
Yeah.
You know?
It's easy to do.
Kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I just forget them.
Yeah.
And so they're all good. Show them to your kids.
Yeah.
On this day in, where are we? 1995, Alanis Morissette's third record, Jagged Little Pill, with a single, You I Don't Know. And also Hand in My Pocket and Head Over Feet. And then, of course, hey, can I borrow that spoon? Yes, I need a knife. So you can have this fucking spoon. I need a fucking knife.
I have 10,000 spoons you can have.
Yeah. Honestly, 1995, again, what earlier this week mentioned how like the early 90s, you know, were their own thing. Mm-hmm. So much influenced by kind of like the tail end of the 80s fashion, that kind of deal. Well, 1995 was post-grunge. I mean, shit, yeah, it was post Kurt Cobain saying bye-bye. And this is for your daughter.
Yeah.
But also my consciousness was more present, you know. I remember listening to the radio with my mother, and this song
big
was
year
huge.
For divorced women in their 30s.
Well, that was my mom, except she was definitely in her 20s.
Mine too, but she was in her 30s, so
yeah,
we're both right.
Let's see, 95. Well, my mom was already with my stepdad
in 95.
Uh-huh. Let's not talk about the timelines. and no, but yeah, how old was my mom? Let's see, she would have been 20.
Old enough to resonate with an Alanis Morissette cassette.
Alanis Morissette cassette. I liked it.
Alanis Morissette
cassette.
My mother is 20 years older than I am, so.
Oh, well, look
wow,
at that.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah.
My mom's 23 years older than I am, so I guess there you go. Anyway. All right, on this day in 1995 as well, I forget we're doing video, so you guys just got to see me like,
I also kind of forgot for a second too.
I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
You know, we got to work it out. You know what we need? So it's not actually recording on the camera there. It's recording in the computer, so there's not like a red light.
Right.
But honestly, what we need is a dedicated monitor, so we just can see ourselves the whole time.
No, for sure.
I've just got like, it's like a muscle,
your side?
It's kind of like a cramp. Yeah. I just need to work it out. So,
you want me to rub it for you?
No. That would make me extremely uncomfortable and very tight. So I don't think it would help.
Okay. Don't get all ripped torn on him.
Yeah, it's freaking go. Unless you can get like the ghost of Rip Torn in his hands. In
ooh.
Here. Anyway, we're practicing.
Yeah.
On this day in the year 2000, Modest Mouse's. Sorry, that just sounded so funny to me.
Modest Mouse's.
Because it's not mice. I guess that's where my brain.
Modest
is.
Meese.
Yeah, my brain is flipping on top of itself.
My favorite album.
I also this is my favorite
era of them.
Yeah,
because honestly, it's right after this that they released
Good News.
No. It's an EP, which is my favorite.
The Fruit That Ate Itself. No, that was before. Everything. No.
Yeah.
Anyway,
There's so much beauty in the dirt,
the moon, and Antarctica.
Anyway,
is the album.
Yeah, you're right.
Everywhere in his nasty parlor tricks.
That's correct. Everywhere in his nasty
parlor tricks.
Everything, everywhere. The projected.
Yeah, this whole record is fucking fun. It's great.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. It sounds more experimental than their other records. So
it's a little more polished. It's,
like
it's still
higher.
Raw though.
Did
but
Jerry
not
Finn
as,
do it?
No, but he did do the other one, Pennywise.
Pennywise oh, is I,
About Time.
I didn't see it. Pennywise, yes, About Time in the year 1995. Jerry Finn said, "I know what I'm doing."
Yeah. That could have. I think this was one of the first actual pop punk bands that he actually did the entire album for.
I don't know that I really listened to Pennywise, to be honest with you.
I only listened to this record because Jerry Finn produced it.
You got to start that podcast. Dude.
Yeah,
you're obsessed, which is good.
No, it's. I mean, I'm very obsessed with just the direction of like that.
Yeah.
Pop punk went because of one Jerry Finn.
Well, that's why you start. Because.
Yeah, I just need to do more research and just have a.
Yeah. Well,
write it down.
Write it down.
You'll get it done.
Yeah.
All right. Chuck.
Action.
On this day in 1969, another white supremacist, John Wayne, stars in the movie True Grit. Great movie. Starring a white supremacist.
Yep.
A better movie later, not starring a white supremacist, is called True Grit. And it was helmed. I like saying helmed right now.
Yeah.
It was helmed by the Coen brothers. Who aren't working together anymore.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Or maybe they're just taking an extended break.
Yeah, maybe. I guess. Yeah. They had one more.
They made some films for a long time.
Right, yeah.
Like,
it's kind of like being mad that Cormac McCarthy's last two books weren't as good as the stuff before. It's
sure.
Like, dude, he was 90 and he just needed some money and he gave you enough books. So, you know, chill. I read one of them all. I'll read the second one later. On this day in the year 1997, whoa, big week for Speed.
Yeah, dude.
Speed 2, Cruise Control, not starring Keanu, but yes, starring Sandra Bullock.
On a boat.
And also led to a fan... Yes, on a boat. And led to a fantastic meme for the rest of our lives with Willem Dafoe. Because he's the bad guy.
That's right.
You know, yeah. Anyway...
I have to watch that movie again now just for Willem Dafoe. I haven't seen this movie in fucking years.
I had to do it for the camera, James. Yeah, you know, I don't think I've seen it since I was like 12 or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Shout out,
Sandy. Does that math work out? What year did it come out? Okay, yeah, I could have been 12. What did you say, James? I'm sorry.
Shout out, Sandy Bullock.
Dude, yeah. Every time, shout out, Sandy Bullock, especially from the 90s.
Sandy.
But honestly, even now.
Yeah.
Even now.
There was no one hotter in the 90s than Sandra Bullock, and I'll die on that hill.
Jennifer Connelly. On this day in the year 2008, this was Liv Tyler, not Jennifer Connelly. What am I talking about? The Incredible Hulk is released. No, is that right? Yeah. Right? I'm mixing them up.
Liv Tyler was this one.
This was Liv Tyler.
Jennifer Connelly
was
Hulk. Eric Bana Hulk.
Eric Bana,
2003.
Thank you. Okay, good.
Is
so
it
my
Bana
joke worked
Bana?
and I ruined it. I don't know. That's a good question.
I think it's Bana.
He's from New Zealand or Australia.
One
I don't
of
remember.
Those.
I don't remember. So I guess like...
with the bloody spliff in her hair?
Man, yeah, if Eric you haven't Bana. Seen Chopper, I love Eric Bana.
Yeah.
Bana, whatever. I think he's taken a little light over the last decade. That's okay. He deserves it.
Well, Eric Bana wasn't
Munich.
Hannah.
Oh, that's right. He wasn't Hannah. He was Hannah's daddy.
So think about Munich the next time you say he needs to put something else out there.
Dude, that has been almost 20 years. That's what I'm trying to say.
Jeez.
No, Munich is amazing.
You could eat off Munich for, I don't know, at least 50.
Yeah, he's incredible. I got it for free on DVD when I bought my Blu-ray player.
Oh, no. Oh, that's right. It was inside.
Yeah, it was just in there. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get to them birthdays.
Who was born today?
Turning 39, both Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Mm.
Which one's older?
Yeah, by
I was
going
to I was going to look that up, but I didn't. You guys look it up. Let us know.
Yeah. 22 Men Podcast at gmail.com.
Which one killed Heath?
Flash your ear. Do you remember Mary-Kate and Ashley were the first ones who, like, it seemed topically had, like, a counting down to 18.
Oh, I do. You know? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, really gross.
I remember like a lot of like radio stations.
Yeah.
Like that was a thing.
Yeah.
There you go, weird. Boys.
Yeah.
Like what?
I don't know, man. Like I. And or like
it, Jesus, they turned 18 21 years ago.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
No, that math's not correct. But that's okay. Oh, wait, no, it is correct. I apologize.
Yeah,
I apologize.
It is.
I apologize.
I was like, no.
No, I was thinking of something. My brain moved on and I mixed it up. And
no
I'm,
worries. No worries.
I might be stoned.
Oh.
No, it's like that and then like the weird twins thing. Like,
twins.
That's just like.
Why is there the incest element?
Right. Like, you're telling me you want these sisters?
No.
Make it together? What are you talking about? I don't know, man. The 90s were terrible. The 90s, 2000s, 80s, 70s, all of it was just terrible for all of us.
And twins. Twins.
Women actively, men Trip. More culturally. So, yeah, whatever. Uh-huh. Turning, you know, but they're million to billionaires now.
Yeah.
They figured it out. They said, no, we need to get out of the limelight and sell people shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like real capitalists. On Turning 44, Chris Evans.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
but what? They also said that no is a complete sentence.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it every time.
Mm-hmm.
Turning 72, coke trafficker himself, Tim Allen.
Whoa.
Turning 39, calm down.
Mm-hmm.
That's Andrew W.K.'s wife.
Good for them.
Kat Dennings.
Pale sex.
pale sex. That is, yes. You go back a couple weeks when it was Andrew W.K.'s birthday, and I cut a little bit of it out, but you heard enough of it. I think I cut all of it out, actually.
Oh, did you?
I didn't really want to say pale titties as the last thing. Now that I'm saying it now,
yeah.
We can move on.
Yeah.
I just didn't want it to be like the last thing. So I think I did edit out me saying pale tees. Turning 82, Malcolm McDonald. Or McDowell, sorry.
McDowell.
Alec
McDowell's Alec, dead?
Alec himself. I don't know. Nope.
Any McDowell relationship?
Oh, I don't know about that.
The Qualies are involved. We have time for one more birthday.
74, Stellan Skarsgård.
Happy birthday, Stellan, and your kid. Celebrate.
Yay.
Did you hear about how he used to try to embarrass them by going around the house naked? Europeans are so weird. Okay, bye.
I'm going
to
start doing that now.